This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 441. Who are you? I'm doing a special 5 Minute Friday today with my man in Q. I hosted an event here in Los Angeles at Wonderlust earlier this month, and this was a small segment of his incredible performance speech that he shared during this event. And for those that don't know who NQ is, he's one of the top spoken word artists in the world. Who are you? Enjoy.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat 988 for free, confidential support, anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am everything that you say I am, and you are everything that you say I am. That's why I'm careful what I say I am. Because say I am, will I be? How can I say I am when there's no one even here to define as me? I'm changing constantly. I can't predict what I'll be like. I guess if you're afraid of death, then you're afraid of life. And you're afraid of both, so you cling to who I am. But by the time I'm who I am, I've become a new I am. It's really true, I am. So who you think I am has more to do with you I am. And haters, you're in my rear view, I am. You say a lot, but you don't ever seem to do I am. I love you too, I am. Satisfaction is a myth. I'm not sure it exists. The closest that I get is when I close my eyes and sit. Being present to the gift is how I access my bliss. So I practice letting go as if I'm training in the gym to lift. I'm aiming at my goals to hit, but not because my soul is split. Holding on some holy shit. Preachers after coffee sips. Only in the game to get enriched instead of getting rich. Of course, I'll take a dip, but I don't need to sink the fucking ship. So set a course into the wind. Then watch with wonder as it shifts. Pushing us in all directions. Tempting us to call it quit. Well, call it what you want. Because what you want will answer. The dust floats through light like a ballerina dancer. I call it what I want, because what I want will answer. Life's a bitch, and I've been learning how to romance her. We call it what we want, but what we want will answer. Zoom out far enough, and cities look like planet cancer. Consumption is a social disease. We're brainwashed to believe what we want is what we need. So I took a moment and I internalized my greed. Now I'm renting out my treehouse before I plant the seeds. And letting go of sadness has showed me how to grieve. The river flows and holding on to rocks can't stop the ease in which it feeds the ocean. Only winter makes it freeze to cease the motion. Still underneath the surface there is the unseen commotion. Emotion searching for a crack to plan its grand escape. Life was predisposed by instinct to fill up empty space. Because empty space is not a physical place. It's an infinite potential of unmanifested shapes. That's why holding on to nothing's even harder to embrace, but I'll never know what's really there unless I have the guts to wait. I want to be my own soulmate and moonwalk on razor blades with a pocket full of paperweights. I want to be my own soulmate so I don't victimize myself or blame somebody else for my mistakes. I take responsibility for every move I make. I take responsibility for every move you make. I take responsibility for every move we make. And I don't use excuses like the moon was in a lunar state. I don't assume I can improve on my fate, so I'm skating on thin ice trying to figure out a figure eight. I skipped my dad's funeral and had a fucking steak. I'd rather be an asshole than say something fake. I'm awake. I'm awake. I'm awake. I'm asleep, I'm awake, I'm asleep, I'm awake. I am everything that you say I am. And you are everything that you say I am. That's why I'm careful what I say I am. Because say I am, will I be? How can I say I am when there's no one even here to define as me? Defining myself is like confining myself. So I undefine myself to find myself. Being cool is fucking boring. Like literally I'm snoring. This schmooze is so annoying. Is it time to go already? Nobody's even breathing. Or they're taking shallow gulps. It's probably because they're too afraid to fully be themselves. But cool is so predictable. Who's down for standing out instead of standing around pretending that we're not staring at the crowd, heads down, too proud to crave any attention? Some people act aloof to manipulate the tension, but it's hard to differentiate agenda from intention. Is this a party or a form of social detention? Because cool is fucking boring unless I'm drunk or scoring. I'd rather go home now and wake up early in the morning. I know you're super fresh, not one hair is out of place, but show me who you are instead of making cool face. Show me you're unique. Show me that you're happy. Show me that you're sensitive. Show me that you're sappy, but don't show me what I want to see. Show me more. Show me you're an individual or show me to the door. Show me that you're wild. Show me that you're crazy. Show me you're depressed, even show me that you're angry, but don't show me what I want to see. Show me more. Show me you're an individual. Show me to them.
And there you have it. If you enjoyed this 5-Minute Friday, make sure to share it out with your friends and check out the full show notes at lewishouse.com/441. Get ready for more incredible 5-Minute Friday episodes and inspiring interviews every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If this is your first time here, make sure to subscribe to the podcast, iTunes.com/School of Greatness. Check it out. Let us know what you think and share it with your friends. You know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.